This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Let Outdoor Living help you design your perfect outdoor living space. They have everything outdoor, from Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Komodo cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas. New pool construction and remodeling. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard beauty and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville, next to the Collierville Animal Hospital, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Your Memphis Tigers football team opens the 2019 season against regional rival Ole Miss Saturday, August 31st. And tickets are on sale now, starting at $55 each. Get your tickets today by visiting GoTigersGo.com or by calling 901-678-2331. Or Tiger fans can still grab a three-game package or a season ticket. College football is finally back. Memphis versus Ole Miss, Saturday, August 31st at 11 a.m. at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Sponsored by FedEx and ABC Local 24.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I gotta say,
all right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Tuesday, August 27th, and I got a little message for Brad Carson and his Cardinals. Slow down, please. Y'all getting a little too far ahead. Just asking you kindly, slow down a little bit, please. Those Cardinals are hot. John Martin doesn't talk about baseball, so we're not going to do that around here. It's a smart decision. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk football, 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 because, John, we're in the middle of it. Memphis, Ole Miss, ABC, 11 a.m. Saturday. We're getting you ready for it.
Yep, we have a lot to get to on the show today. A lot of football things to get to. A couple basketball-related items as well. But, yes, we do have a very special show planned for you today.
I have my review as well of the MTV Music Video Awards.
Yes.
Video Music Awards, however, yes. Whatever you call it. It was good.
Now, do you... you know, because I was talking to Sam about this recently. Like, when you go on Apple Music and you're just trying to listen to music and you go to, like, today's hits, I don't recognize 98% of the people who are singing.
You're like me.
So are you in that boat when you watch the VMAs and you don't really recognize anybody?
No. Well, it's more of a boat. Oh yeah, I've heard that. And it's a lot of, you know, a lot of it I hear walking through the halls here, you know, whether it's the music stations around here. But it's more, oh, that's who sings that song for me at 42 years old. Now, some of them, obviously, you're going to have the, you know, I was watching for the Missy. She got the big award, the Vanguard Award, and I was watching for that performance. We'll break it down for you later, John.
Okay, I'm looking forward to your review of the VMAs. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we are going to be joined by Radio.com Sports NFL insider Channing Crowder.
Love him.
Channing Crowder is a former Miami Dolphins linebacker. We will talk to him about the developments in the NFL. You know, Andrew Luck stepping down. He's retiring. And so we will talk to him about that.
He knows something about that, John.
Yes.
He retired at 27 after 6 years in the NFL. And much some of the reason I know his wife was pregnant, I think, with her first child at the time, but he attributed it to the toll that the sport was taking on his body. You know, getting up and having to live like that. We you know, it's going around. So Channing Crowder, not just to pick his brain, because we did that last week. He's fantastic. We'll talk to him about pick his brain on NFL. We'll talk to him about his decision to retire at 27 years old back in 2011.
Yeah. So we will do that at 11:25 and talk to him about all things NFL. Looking forward to that. At 12:25, we'll be joined by Chris Lowe. He covers college football for ESPN. We'll talk to him about Memphis Ole Miss. We will talk to him about Florida. We'll talk to him about Hugh Freeze. Last to get to with Chris Lowe, some Alabama Clemson talk at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Clay Travis is going to join us like he always does every Tuesday. And we will continue the college football conversation with him. That's all happening today on the show. Looking forward to it. There was a list as well of college basketball coaches under the age of 40 who are going to be stars in the next decade. We'll get to that because there's a name you might know on it. There's a name you might know on it. So there's
really?
A lot to there's a lot to
under
get to.
40?
Under 40.
Man, I'm interested to see who's on that list.
He's probably 39 right now.
Yep. So we will discuss that a little bit later in the show. Wanted to start, though, with this morning, something that happened this morning. Rob Gronkowski, we know, retired from the NFL this past offseason. He retired from the NFL. He had been, you know, he had been sort of flirting with it, right? I remember reading a report where the Detroit Lions were in talks with the Patriots a couple years back about trading for Gronk. And he said, if you trade me to the Lions, I am going to retire. So he has been, he has thought about retiring for quite a bit. You know, Rob Gronkowski has battled several injuries throughout his career, four back surgeries, you know, so this is a guy that has been through the gamut in terms of NFL injury.
ACL. Yep.
This morning, he was holding a press conference and sort of a you know, I guess that's what you'd call it, as a press conference for Abacus Health Products and CBD Medic. He has sort of become an advocate of CBD products for NFL players. You know, for pain relief, you know, so that he's an advocate for, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, back pain or you know, calf pain or whatever the case, you know, rub some CBD dirt on that thing. Have you ever used CBD oil?
No, I can't even say it. Is it cannabidiol?
Well, you just say CBD.
Right.
That's how you say it.
But have you tried? I mean, what's the, just give me the.
I don't know. I just say CBD.
Okay.
Yeah, I just say, because that's how it's always written.
Cannabidiol?
That sounds right to me. Cannabidiol.
Okay.
Sounds about as right as you're going to get to me.
Gotcha.
I have used.
Oh, y'all, you've done this.
Well, it's not like it's very legal.
I'm just kidding, fool.
But I have my doubts about the effectiveness. Like, I wonder if it's like placebo, you know?
What, you act like you rub
you
it on
say,
your wrist?
You just like, you dip your fingers in there.
It's a little
and then
creamy.
You rub it on your, you know, wrist or whatever's in, you know, pain. I
Is
don't
it
know
thick
if it
like
really
wave
works.
Dax or thin like lotion?
No, it's really, it's like a lotion, yeah.
Okay.
It really is like
just
a lotion.
Just rub it in. So just rub that weed in.
Well, it's not weed.
I realize that.
Yeah, but it has like, I guess, you know, numbing effects, I think, is the idea.
Some properties of.
I've done it. And I don't remember.
Where you buy that at?
Everywhere.
GNC or something?
You can buy. See, I'm pretty sure there's a dude on the corner of Mount Moriah that sells.
I don't
CBD
know
oil.
If I want to get it from the dude on the corner. I don't know if it's real.
Well, I don't know if any of it's real.
Okay.
I don't know if any of it's works.
Where'd you get yours, homie?
I
Can
got
you say
mine
the
from
Black Dark Web or something.
No, Steve Akery gave it to me.
Okay, I don't know him, but I hope it's okay to put his name out there.
Yeah, I mean it's legal.
I'm just messing around, bro.
I just want to make sure. Can't you tell? I don't know. I can't.
I see. I got you fooled.
I can't. But yeah. You just,
I'm frowning upon it.
I don't know
you
how.
You can't tell if it's real or not.
I don't know how familiar you are with CBD products.
Not very.
So that's why I'm saying.
Okay.
Anyway, Rob Gronkowski thinks they work, okay?
I believe it.
And he was having this press conference earlier today, and he had a number of comments that we thought were interesting and moving,
yes,
honestly, because
yes.
He was very candid about his life since retirement and sort of what led him to the retirement. So this is Rob Gronkowski from earlier this morning on his decision to retire from the NFL in March.
Yes, Patriot fans, I love all my fans. I love Patriot fans. And wherever I go, Patriot fans always ask, am I coming back, when I'm coming back, where am I coming back? I'm walking across the street, and they're like, you're walking because you're coming back. It's crazy. I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but oh, dang, let me, oh. I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself. And I believe I have the tools. I have the people around me. I have CBD medic team around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it, whenever during a workout, whatever it is, so I can do the most safe alternative way for myself. And I believe I have the great people around me to get to where I need to get to in life. And I am very satisfied where I am in life now. And I truly believe going through those tough times, 9 years off the field, on the field, has brought me to this point. And I believe I'm on the right path in my life.
Yeah, so that was Rob Gronkowski this
morning. Emotional. It moved me too, John, when I saw it.
Yeah, man.
And particularly, you can tell the sort of the start of the breakdowns when he's talking about fans, right? And he's talking about understanding when they see him, right, walking across the street. You know, we have a tendency to look at these guys like they're, you know, like they're unstoppable, like they can't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And if he's walking around, he must be healthy. It's kind of, you know, I've had the same feeling. The guy looks healthy to me. Oh, he should be playing. That's just us as football fans. And that understanding that I think is part of the reason why you can tell. Gronk loves it so much, right?
Yep.
Loves having fans, loves pleasing them, loves playing in front of them. You can tell. But I think he hates more than he loves that. What football's done to his body. And
no
that's
doubt
why I think
about
some
that.
Of that, you know, the idea that he's letting some fans down, which he clearly, you know, feels like he is, that it kills him. You can
yep.
tell. I mean, and the other part, John, and I brought this up, and I think it's, you know, it really makes a lot of sense when you compare this to the Luck situation. You know, Andrew Luck, I think, turns 30 next month. They're the same age. Gronk is 30 years old. And you could hear. I told you yesterday, and I certainly wasn't hoping this for him, but I could sense fear almost in Andrew Luck's, you know, in his statements in terms of the what he was becoming, right? And who knows what all that involves with this pain, rehab, injury stuff, but you have to think, too, some of it can involve painkillers. We've talked about it a little bit. And when Rob Gronkowski says, you know, I needed to recover.
Yep.
I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it.
Yep.
To kind of talk the what it was, what he was becoming,
yep.
right? You kind of get a sense that, man, you know, again, we look at them as gladiators, right? We look at them as unbreakable. And, hey, the first moment that you got that bone healed, you should be back out there and playing, right? Because that's what tough is. But we take for granted the toll that this game takes on these players' bodies.
Yep.
And, you know, whether it's Luck, whether it's Gronkowski, whether it's Channing Crowder, who, again, did this at 27 years old after six seasons because the toll it was taking on his body. It's just we take it for granted. And again, to see a guy so moved by that, right? Wanting to play, wanting to please fans.
No question.
But knowing this is doing something negatively to him, it's moving. And I think we were both moved by it this
you
morning.
Know,
I know I was.
I don't have
appreciate his honesty.
I don't have a son. You have a son. But I can't help but think about a parent's perspective as it relates to this game, when you watch what happened over the weekend. Andrew Luck steps down, retires, quits before he's even 30 years old because the toll that the game is taking on him mentally and physically, because he wants to preserve his brain. He wants to preserve his body. Rob Gronkowski, you know, relatively young guy. Now, he took a lot of hits, and he had four back surgeries.
Yeah, he did.
So even though he might not be that old in terms of age, he's probably got sort of the body of a 50-year-old,
yeah.
You know, just because of
Who
everything
that Bill?
He endured.
I just remember because he had the four back surgeries, had an ACL, I want to say, shattered a forearm, and I don't think he got hurt on the play. Who knows how many concussions? You
yep.
understand what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
With Gronk? But who was that Bill that speared him that time? Remember that? Remember Gronk was on the ground?
Yes.
You remember that? You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't
yes.
matter so much of who
yes.
it was, but you remember I'm talking – Folks wanted to kill Gronk was my point. So he would take some vicious ones, man. And, you know.
Tre'Davious White.
That was it. And, yeah. and whether, you know, whether it was Patriots fans or whether it was us, just, you know, fans of football that expect the Patriots to be great, you just expected them to get back up every time.
Yes. And so I think what this would do and what it should do is I think any parent that is, you know, really considering, you know, putting their child in a football program, you know, putting their child in youth football, you know, really think about the end game here. Really think about because Andrew Luck's a quarterback. You know, I mean, he's now again not your typical quarterback because he was happy to. It felt like he loved the physical side of football. Like there are audio clips out there of him getting hit and saying, "Nice hit, big boy." Like he sort of embraced the physicality of the game.
Yeah, I took it as you know, some of that's a mind game too. Right, to tell him you're not hurt.
Right. Oh, no question about that. Yeah, no question about that. But he wasn't afraid to get hit. You know what I mean?
And he got hit plenty.
Whereas, you know, if you're a quarterback, you don't want to get hit. Like Phillip Rivers doesn't want to get hit, right? But I would take a long, hard look sort of at the trajectory of the game and you know, the most popular stars leaving it. You know, we talk about trends.
Andrew Luck also has $100 million in the bank.
He does.
Already made.
He does.
Right?
You know, well, that,
different
yes.
for an NFL guy who's not going to be a star.
There's
guy
no
who,
question about
right?
that. Right?
Guy
a 30-year-old tight end.
Absolutely.
Who's a third
who's
string.
Who's sticking with it because it's the.
They have to play to get it. You
he
know,
doesn't know anything else. And
no
that's
question.
How he provides for his family.
But I do think it, you know, it sparks that conversation. We talk about trends so often, you know. Are we going to start seeing stars sort of take back their lives, right? If they've made a whatever, significant amount of money, a sizable amount of money, are they going
to
leave the game at 28, 29?
I think it's fair to ask, man, are today's players more financially responsible too? No, you still got some Gilbert Arenas's out there that are going to go out there and blow it, and I'm sure we got more recent examples than that in the NFL, NBA, everywhere. But I'm sure, John, that with these 30 for 30s we've seen and everything else, and sure, you can put your money with the wrong folks. Kevin Garnett, I remember, right? He's suing a guy that he invested with at some point. But I think players fundamentally in 2019 are smarter than they used to be on being able to maintain, right? The money you make, maintaining it and using it to establish a great lifestyle, whether that's as good as it was in the NFL or a little bit less, whatever. They're taking better care of their money. I'd like to assume that, man. I think that's happening. That said, though, we know there's people out here that have got to play, got to do it, because that's how they define themselves, quite frankly.
Well, like,
and I'm sure many love it, because if you don't, you're not going to be out there.
It's just, you know, when you there's a lot more that goes into the decision, you know, to, you know, allow a child to play football besides what Gronk and Andrew Luck are doing. But I mean, have you thought about it? I mean, I know CJ's not a football guy. It doesn't seem like
we've already made the decision. Real talk, like you didn't. It almost feels like a no brainer.
Right.
But look, I mean, look. I was the kid that broke my shoulder in the ninth grade.
Well, your offensive line allowed
right.
that to happen.
My uncle said.
Intentionally.
My uncle said, no, you needed to drink more milk. You wouldn't be so brittle.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But my point is that I'm not built for football, and probably neither will CJ be
right.
built for football. So it's a much easier decision for us. That said, even if he was going to be 6'5" and 225 and, you know, look like a stud, I still would be, some of it based on my own experience, right? You know, broken bone, all that. Didn't have a good football experience health-wise, but some of it based on this. I mean, the studies, the CTE, John, it's the long-term effects. What I'd be scared of, John, is you love it so much, you stay in 10, 12 years, and that by the end of your life, the quality of life has dropped down because you can't remember your dad's name. You can't remember my name anymore. You understand what I'm saying? And so that would be my fears, that CJ gets into it, he's good, he has a 10 to 15-year career, and my gosh, what's it going to do to his brain?
Yep.
You know, some people disregard the science. I don't see how you can at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love my son to make $100 million and have it in the bank like Andrew Luck. But I've made the decision that it won't be in football. I don't want to risk his health, his brain, or anything else that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that those are the sort of...
All this does, Gronk, Look, cements it for me. Really? Because, again, you see behind the curtain, we think they're indestructible.
Yep.
This guy's breaking down because he talked about crying after the Super Bowl because he's in so much pain. He only slept 5 minutes that night. That's not what it's supposed to be.
No doubt.
All this joy we talk about, winning championships, Tom Brady just coming back for the glory, glory, glory. But, man, the toll that it takes. Again, seeing it cements it for me from Gronk, but you don't realize to what extent.
Yes.
Like it's really having an effect on these guys mentally and physically.
Well, you know, you heard a little bit about that from Adam Silver earlier this year about how he thinks there's a mental health problem in the NBA. And I just think it's a different beast.
It's an issue that's not addressed. There's not enough light on it.
Yes.
Is the way I would put it.
But some
of his was like the social media stuff.
Well, yeah, like
you know?
Exactly. It was all superficial, right?
I mean, some of it.
Not to diminish it, but it's compared to the NFL stuff. That is physical. That is bleeding into mental. You know, that's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it never starts out as mental problems. It starts out as physical problems that then devolve into mental problems, and that's how we get Junior Seau situations.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like that's
Dave Duerson, I remember.
You know, that's
former Bears DB.
That's how we get to those points. And so, you know, I think if you're any parent, you know, and you have a son or you know, whatever, you know, that's interested in playing this game, you know, how do you watch a video like that?
Well,
and because that could be your – I mean, listen, at any level, too, it doesn't – like, you don't have to make the NFL to get hit, you know?
John, sometimes it's generational. Yeah. Your grandfather played down at Ole Miss. Your grandfather played at Memphis. Right, and then your dad played.
Yep,
and you came up on corn fed and came up on milk, and you were big. You were 6'6", 250. It's what y'all do in your family. You know what I'm saying? 6'6", 300.
Yep,
and that's sort of what you do. So it's almost for that, and the tradition of football is. But what do we say every time, John? There's a reason those dudes do that, and we can't. Right? There's not, and it's that physical toll that it takes on. Some of us are just not cut out for it. There will always be folks cut out for the NFL more so than us. But, again, I just go back to if it's taking that physical a toll on guys that are that big, right, what's it going to do to the average man like you and me? It makes it a no-brainer
mm-hmm.
for me. Or again, for the 5'11", you know, 180-pound, 190-pound receiver.
No.
You know, if that's what I'm – no, you know, for me right now. But, again, you know, some guys, John, they cut above us when it comes to toughness and love for the game like that. And again, I got nothing but respect for those guys, but I think it's you know, to decide that's not what you are,
right.
That's not what your family is, I think is,
well,
is
I
perfectly
also,
fair, too.
I also think that
to avoid that risk altogether.
It's a good development. It used to be like, you know, if you were sort of charting out, like, the best ways to earn in professional sports, it was football and it was basketball. Well, things have changed a little bit now. You know, you can make a hell of a lot of money in soccer. You can make a hell of a lot of money, you know, in baseball. You can make a hell of a lot of money in any individual sport, golf, tennis, whatever. You know, the opportunities exist in other sports. I think that if we're talking 40 years ago, right, mm-hmm. probably did it. You know, so I do think that is a benefit, and I think, you know, it's something that you have to take advantage of. You know,
so your
you
money is guaranteed just about everywhere except the NFL.
Gifted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, I got to play in the NFL to make it out.
Right,
you know, like
right.
You have other avenues now.
Not to mention, I think we're safer than we were 10 years ago.
Yep.
More so, I think our mindset's changed about how we deal with these things. Again, finally, the NFL, you know, you take – and again, in certain situations you've seen how you and you've questioned how seriously is that team taking concussion protocol with that player.
Yep.
But at least now the light is on it, right? So you hope
right.
It's a little bit healthier, right, for you
yes.
than it used to be, if you can say healthier, because
yes.
again, the game, you're trying to kill each other.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it
exactly.
fundamentally boils down to. So it's going to be violent no matter how much safety precautions you throw at it, but at least our mindset's changed, whereas a guy that used to get a concussion,
yep.
you'd say he's not tough if he wasn't back in there on the next series.
Right.
Tom Waddle, who would literally, like, former Bears receiver, literally, like, hit the smelling salts to get back in there off a concussion. At least we've changed sort of that definition
absolutely.
Of what tough is on that, and sort of that, you know,
yep.
at least we sort of have a smarter outlook on it.
I compare
now.
It kind of to like
that don't change it for me.
I compare it to cigarettes in a way.
Oh, don't do me like that.
Because we, you
you're
know,
gonna make me look real stupid, and I am for smoking
cigarettes. Like, but people didn't used to not like, everybody just smoked cigarettes. People didn't
have the information
exactly.
Right.
And then
no, yeah.
now you got the Surgeon General warning
absolutely.
On every Black
yep.
and Mild pack you buy.
It's true,
and you still smoke, which makes no damn sense.
I know.
To me.
Yeah, I said you're gonna make me look stupid, and I am stupid in that instance. There's no question about it.
But again, you don't want to get fat.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
I mean that it happened before.
In the end, that's not yeah. That, again,
and that's a different health.
You know, I
issue.
Told Barrett Jones I got up to a big 190. You know,
yeah.
real. I showed him a picture of my license, real fat in the neck and the chin
yes,
area.
Yes.
He was laughing. 190. That ain't big.
Right.
I was talking to the wrong man.
Yeah, Barry Jones, speaking of which, I mean, he left the NFL, you know, at a young age.
He said, know? Part of it's, you know, he played through injury, played with injury, recovered from injury, do all that too. But and I think this was part, but it was the business of it. How, you know, he was playing for the love, you know, ECS,
exactly.
Alabama. Again, Barrett, a guy didn't need football to get out.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, 4.0 GPA with accounting, you know?
Well, again, whatever he was going to apply himself to, he was going to be great. But he said with us on the air, I want to tell you, and these weren't his words, but something to the effect, man, you get up there, and it's guys who are, you know, take the love out of it. They're trying to kill you, right, to put that food on that plate for that family, have that big house for that family. And it the biz part of it,
yep.
I don't think he loved.
Yep.
It was the game part. And so to see that business part of it, again, you know, you rehab to get back as quickly as possible, right, to make your professional. I mean, that's your job is to be back out there. I think that part he didn't love. And
yeah.
So, again, it was he got out of football pretty early.
It was
he could have gone back and try it out again and again. He wanted to.
Yeah. And he said it's time to move on.
He got too much. He can be great at too many other things.
Yep. And so it was an interesting press conference earlier this morning from Rob Gronkowski. We will continue this conversation with Channing Crowder, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, former Miami Dolphin linebacker. When we come back, Andrew Luck, we will talk to him about that, about the AFC South, yep. About Gronk. Lots to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
No matter what the weather is like, once we start talking about football, fall is really on its way, and almost as importantly, that means tailgate season is starting. So there is no excuse, not one in the world, to not dust off the grill and get after it. And there's no better way to enjoy game days or holidays than with prime hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night. Been doing it for a long, long time, but guess what? You can take home those very same steaks along with ground sirloin, shrimp, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous cookout or tailgate. It's all available at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And if you live outside of Memphis, or if you happen to lose a bet to somebody outside of Memphis, Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Tackle your toughest mowing jobs with a brand new commercial Toro mower at the special end of your savings during the Red Tag Sale going on now at Calb Equipment. The best deals are yours, plus up to $500 rebate from Toro on select models and special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch, it's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at Calb Equipment, your Toro Pro Cutters headquarters. Calb Equipment, one block north of Summer at Mendenhall.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Crest gum and sensitivity turns your house to
You like your drinks nice and cold, but the sensitive teeth thing is getting old.
Yeah.
Time to say bye. Goodbye to the pain, because having sensitive teeth is just so lame.
Crest gum and sensitivity.
80% of sensitivity starts at the gum line. Treat it at the source with Crest Gum and Sensitivity. Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Channing Crowder is a former linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Now he's a radio.com sports NFL insider. All insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, what's going on, man?
That was a busy tone.
That was a busy tone. Channing, we got you?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's going on, bro? Channing?
How y'all doing, man? Nothing down here in Miami. Burning up about 100 degrees.
You still living that good life, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I ain't jealous of y'all winters. I'm jealous of y'all summers, but I don't like that snow, man. I own about 3 pairs of pants in my whole wardrobe. I don't like snow.
Man, how much snow you think we get in Memphis, Shannon? We get a little
bit. I know. I live in Atlanta, so I know it gets cold up there.
And it does. It does do that. We get about a half inch in Memphis, and we shut down the schools and everything, bro. We're kind of like Miami in that sense, or like it would be in Miami if it snowed. It shut the town down. That's what it does in Memphis.
Oh, bro, down here, if it gets 50, people start putting their covers on their plants in the front yard. It just amazes me how people are down here.
Yeah, so we got a lot to get to with you today, Channing. Let's start with the news of the NFL, which is the retirement of Andrew Luck. I think when you consider and sort of take as a whole picture what he's been through in his NFL career, altogether probably not the most shocking thing in the world, but the timing of it, the fact that, you know, he won the Comeback Player of the Year award and looked like he was sort of back to being himself. What did you think of Andrew Luck's decision to hang it up?
Totally agree with it, because it's Andrew Luck's career and his decision. The timing as a player covering the Dolphins, Gator fan, Dolphins fan, Buccaneers fan, like, the timing of it's terrible because they didn't have a chance to address the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. I know Jacoby Brissett's a nice guy, but I don't know if he can lead a team. The Colts were favorites. I like them. You know, I knew they were going to the playoffs this year. They might have even snuck up on the Patriots and, you know, took that AFC. And if Luck was there, solidifying the defense, you know, getting weapons around them, that O-line is balling right now. They didn't get an O-line for Peyton Manning, but they went and got an O-line for Andrew Luck. So the timing of it was knowing that this was kind of, in my mind, the year where everything was going to, you know, work out. And really, you know, they turned the organization around, and then Andrew Luck retires. And that's the only thing I have is the timing of it. But, man, I hate when people put their thoughts on other people's careers. Like, I retired at 27.
Yep.
I had no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my two contracts. I got my money put away. I'm a very frugal person. I had a bunch of injuries. The Dolphins released me. And I said, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm going to take it up. I told my wife, she thought I was playing, and I hung it up as well. That's that man's career. That's that man's life. If he wants to travel with his new wife, let him travel. The thing is, too, he's made $100 million. So he's set for life. He doesn't want to go out there and get beat up anymore. He got tired of rehabbing. Like, if a doctor or a CVS manager, if a CVS manager made $1 million a year, and after 4 years, that CVS manager said, you know what, I'm set for life, I'm going to travel, nobody would question him. But now people are so attached to players on their team, and they're not human, which I try to explain to people all the time. People in Miami love Zach Thomas. They love Jason Taylor. They love Dan Marino. They don't know what those guys are doing right now. They don't really keep up with them. They love you when you can help their team win. Yeah. And then when you retire, you're not helpful to them anymore. The Dolphins love me. I was a fan favorite. And then they cut my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's part of the game. So if a player takes his career in his own hands, now people get upset by it. I fully support any player once retired for 2 years, 8 years, 12 years, 15 years, or 2 months. You know, they had that linebacker out of the 49ers. He was a puppy. He was a second or third year, got rolling or something. He said, I don't want to do this anymore. I got a concussion. I'm hearing about the CTE. I don't want to do this. They're financially set has a lot to do with it. If I wasn't financially set, I wouldn't have retired. I won't lie. But I got the two contracts. I had nowhere close to $100 million, fellas. I was a better linebacker. You know, we don't get paid. But this man saw his window, said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. So I fully respect, love, and appreciate everything Andrew Luck did. I'm not worried about what's not happening. I worry about what he did through. Probably won't be a Hall of Famer. If he played another 5 or 6 years, he probably would have been. But that's his cross to bear. That's what he has to deal with. He made that decision. If he doesn't stick with it, I would love to see Andrew Luck throw a ball because he throws a beautiful football. I love watching that man play. But if not, man, go off into the sunset with that ugly little neck beard he has and that weird little voice and let him live with his wife.
I went back and read about when you retired in 2011, and you said it. You were saying back then, I'm financially stable. I think your wife was pregnant at the time, too. But I saw in 12, though, you said, too, you were considering coming back. How much consideration did – how close did you get to coming back? And ultimately, do you think once Luck gets healthy, kind of like you did, he'll get that old feeling back?
Well, what happened with me is that coaches started calling because I had worked out with the Patriots. I had worked out with Seattle, Buffalo, a bunch of my ex-coaches. You know, coaches move around. Coaches are nothing but a carousel. So when my coaches saw I retired, they knew how I loved the game. They knew how I played the game with such passion.
Yep.
So Mike Nolan kept in touch with me. George Edwards, who's in Minnesota right now, he kept up with me. Phil Parcells' little, you know, his little crew, because I played with Parcells in Miami when he got down here. Him and his little cronies kept up with me.
Checking out.
They were expecting to take a year off. So
as
soon as the season was over 11, I started getting those calls. Because, hey, man, are you playing again? You know, they wanted to get a leg up on the competition to bring, you know, bring in linebacker. And that's what I thought. I started working out a little bit again. But to be honest, the same feeling I had when I retired, or I took a year off in 11, that feeling never left me. And it can happen to Luck. He might, like you're saying, get healthy, not be in the facility every day, rehab, and not, you know, not – taking shakes and doing niacin and taking, you know, vitamin protocols and acupuncture 6 days a week and a stretch diet every morning and night and just putting so much into his body. If he gets away from that and loves it, then if he comes back, I'm sure the Colts will love it. I'm sure they actually have something in his settlement. I'm pretty positive. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but if they were smart, they should. Well, if you do come back, we can, you know, retroactively, you know, start your contract over and let's play ball. But if that's in his heart to stop like it was in mine, I thought about it.
Yep.
But that feeling just kept coming up. I'm with my, you know, I'm with my son who's 8 now. I'm with my son every day. My wife gets pregnant again. We were watching a lot of TV back then, I guess, because we were making babies left and right. But my wife gets pregnant again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my son's there. I'm enjoying my son. I'm fishing with my son. And I was like, you know what? I enjoy what I'm doing now more than football, and people want to put their thoughts in. If I made it to the NFL, I would play every snap possible. I would play as long as I can. That's you. That's not me. I have a different feeling. I have a different heart. I got a different mind than you. And if you did the work and the due diligence that I did from 11 years old to make it to the NFL, I believe those people that are criticizing him would feel different.
Yep.
Everybody that played the game supports him. Everybody that hasn't played the game, and I'm not a hand-in-the-dirt guy. The coaches that don't coach, that haven't played and coach, Nick Saban is a genius, and I'm sure he didn't touch the football field. Phil Belichick played at some D7 school, and he's a football genius. I'm not the hand in the dirt guy, but when it comes to criticizing guys' retirement, bro, you haven't done what this dude did to make it, so don't criticize his exit because you can't even relate with the injury. Yeah. So don't criticize the exit when you've never entered.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with that. Like, it's his choice. It's his body. Only he can really say when it's time. I am curious on your perspective here, though, Channing, because, you know, you're seeing guys come out. I mean, and I know you guys have a little bit of history, but LeRon McClain, it seems like he's really going through it on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen the tweets, but he seems like he's really going through it. Is there anything that the NFL could or should be doing that they're not doing? Or is this just a matter of it is a violent game, it will always be a violent game, and this is the collateral damage?
This is the collateral damage of it. Mm-hmm. They're doing things. They have the neurocognitive stuff. They have the full disability. They have all those tests. They have the baseline stuff. I've taken all of them. If your head was safe, why do you wear a helmet?
Mm-hmm.
In any sport. You know, in motorcycle racing, in NASCAR. Like, why do you wear a helmet if your head's okay? Why do you wear shoulder pad? Why do you wear knee? Because those things are going to get violently ran into by some of the best athletes in the world. And that's why you wear it. So they're never going to take concussions out of football because it's just too big, too fast guys running around. The entry point when you're about to tackle a guy, his head's not going to be the same place a half a second later because he's going to protect himself.
That's right.
So it's a violent sport. I had dozens of concussions. I got knocked out, knocked to sleep. I'm talking about Betty Baba snoring on the field 4 times in my career. And if I had a chance to do it again, I would do it again because my kids are set. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's part of the game. They can't take violence out of the game. The thing with the guys with the concussion stuff, I was real good friends with Junior Seau. Nick Bonacani, who just passed. Yes. He played with my father with the dog. Like, I've been personally touched by some of the worst stories of the towel, the CTE, the mental illness that comes along with the NFL. And I still have – I still would go play again if I was, you know, 17, 18, getting recruited by, you know, 100 schools around the nation. Then I'm coming out of college. I'm getting, you know, I'm a first-round grade. Like, at what point would I stop playing with all this football success I've had? Free scholarship, going to a great university in Florida, yep. You know, $100,000, $200,000 scholarship, and then going to the league, getting $1 million off that. The second I walk in the door, like, who is going to turn that down to take care of you? And I came from inner city Atlanta. Mom probably made $30,000 a year my whole life. Like, I've never seen anything like I could give to my family now with the houses and the boats we have. I wouldn't change a thing. The guys that have problems, they need help. The NFL's trying to do it. But the thing is, too, I'm not all the way in, you know, stuck on it, because I think a lot of guys are trying to work the system, too, and I think that's what the NFL's trying to do. Where guys go to these tests, and they see a check on the other side. If I act crazy, they'll give me a check. If I act crazy, what's 2 + 2, sir? I don't know. Mm. Well, which way is up? I don't know. Like, you act crazy to try to get this check. I think you're hurting the other alumni and retired players that really have problems, really hurting the junior payout. The LaRon McClain's of what he's saying is real. The Nick Bonacani's who he didn't even know his kids and how to get to his house before he passed.
Yeah.
Like, there are guys trying to work the system. There are guys that really need help. And I think the NFL is trying to figure that out with all these tests, baseline, neurocog, psychiatry. I've probably done 40 hours worth of testing, and I'm quick as a damn cat. I think I'm smarter than most of the world, in my opinion, obviously. But, like, I don't think as many concussions and knocked out and injuries and stuff I've had that my mind, anything's wrong with my mind. But I also think, too, my wife brings it up to me, would you be brighter? You know, I got a 1280 on the SAT. If you never played football, could you have got a 1400?
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Where you're still smart, but could you have been smarter if you didn't play ball? Like, there's those questions that, honestly, nobody can answer. And I think that's the toughest part of trying to deal with the CTE head trauma dilemma that the NFL, the $9 billion net a year organization, having, is that they'll tell you if they ever get a test where they can really flat out say, give me your blood, I'll tell you if you have tau in your brain, and that means you have CTE. If they told you this, because I asked a bunch of doctors, if they ever tell you, yes, you have CTE, they're going to tell you to go home and deal with it. There's nothing they can do about it. So if you really look into it, and I'm more of a result-based guy, like, don't tell me about a problem, tell me an answer. There's no answer to CTE. They're trying to clean up the game, but after the head hits and after the repeated hits, they can't help you on the back end. So it's a very – when you really look into it and think about the situation, it is a very, very peculiar situation that the NFL has to deal with. I think they're doing the best thing they can, but the attorneys are running it, because if you open up, everybody gets $100,000. Everybody gets $500,000. Whatever those numbers are, you're opening up a can of worms, because now guys are going to try to beat the system. They have a lot of smart people they hire. They have a lot of smart people around them. They can't figure it out. I don't think the CTE head trauma dilemma that they're dealing with is anywhere close to being solved.
Yeah, man. I pray, brother, you will never, you know, need that or need that help, brother. I'm such a blessing that you've got your health right now. Who's your pick in the AFC South then? With the way this is all played out, certainly, we've all said it looks more wide open. If you had to pick one of those teams in it, who would you pick in the South?
Them Texans, man.
Deshaun. What about that line, though, Channing? Are they going to be able to protect him and keep him upright? I'm worried they're getting him beat up.
That's the thing. The line's going to have to solidify. Deshaun is amazing. And I love DeAndre Hopkins. People like to talk about AD and Devontae Adams. And, bro, DeAndre Hopkins is a monster.
He is.
Him and Deshaun Watson, and now I don't know if they were smart or lucky with them bringing in Duke Johnson, them trading, whatever. I don't know if they knew what was going on, but with Lamar Miller going down, I think that team, to your point, if they lost a little five, and to be honest, think about the Colts again, where they had their quarterback, they had the receivers, but that line was iffy.
It's true.
They were trying to solidify that, but through the time, they saw they had something with Deshaun. If their line holds up, I love the defense, even though they're moving to Davion. They can't pay all those guys anyway. They're moving to Davion not on performance, but he's going to want to get paid, obviously.
Yeah.
So I still love that defense, but offensively, you're right. If that line can hold up, I like that.
What'd you think of the game this weekend, man? I mean, your Gators, they emerged victorious. Did you see Michael Irvin up there on stage? We needed a Channing Crowder response to Michael Irvin, man.
Yeah, Michael Irvin. I don't know if substances affect his speeches, but he seems a lot of it with some of those speeches. But listen, man, the Kane swag, and I'm on the flagship state. I'm in the flagship station of the Florida Kane. My Americans down here. We cover them. We play the game. We talk to Manny Diaz. Talk to Eno. Talk to everybody. Like DJ Dallas. We talk to all of them. Come on our show. The swag is there until it isn't. Like, after the game, well, we played a good game. Y'all can't tell me y'all had a flag when now your answer is we played a good game. Y'all lost. That's what it is. It was an L and it did it by the W. They played strong. Darren Williams, I would take Darren Williams over Felipe Franks today. If we could trade our quarterback, I'd trade him today. I thought Felipe Franks would come out. After those last four games last year, including that bowl game against Michigan, Felipe Franks had some of the best numbers in the nation. And I said, okay, now Dan Mullen got to him. Dan Mullen did what he did to Tebow. Did what he did, you know, when he, Mississippi State, when he went up there. Like, Mullen knows offense. Yep. So I was like, okay, he figured it out. Franks was back there confused, running around, making the wrong reads, not seeing, you know, the fifth guy coming, you know, missing safety rotations. That last interception was an embarrassment to Florida football. You're up by four minutes left in the game. You throw a bubble screen, dig, RPO, like that. Come on, man. Just throw the ball out of bounds. Run the ball twice in a row, kick it, make them go 90 in 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Like, that was an embarrassment. But what happened was, and I told everybody all week what's going to happen, it's going to be a close game. And the superior athletes on Florida that they have up there are going to take over. 10 sacks. Zuniga just went in the first round on Saturday. Grenard, he's a transfer from Louisville, number 58. He just got – people are asking me, who's 58 now? Because he just got on the scene. My man, Jeremiah Moon, number 7, he's a monster. He's a little baby, Javon Kirsch. Like, those guys took over the game.
Yep.
The front four took over the game. UM should have known that because back in the day, UM used to take over the game in the front four. The Giants, when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, they took over the game in the front four. That's what happened. Our superior athletes, our superior recruits, James Tony, the guy that broke, he's just faster than everybody on the team. So, they're well coached. We're well coached. We're two teams, you know, still progressing. But after a while, you got to block somebody, and they couldn't block nobody. So that front four won that game for us, mate.
Yep, 10 sacks. Man, Felipe need to worry about just improving. Stop worrying about barking at that crowd and what the fans think about him. If he does that, I think maybe y'all got the defense to overtake Georgia, but it's going to be on Franks, man. I don't know if he gets it.
So everybody told – our O-line is young. They're not puppies like the Canes. I'm talking about they have boys with no facial hair on their line. Our guys were redshirt freshmen, redshirt sophomores. Yep. They had no experience. But Felipe, all I heard, and I talked to a lot of guys, and I know a bunch of recruiters and all up there, a bunch of ex-T1 Ratliff and Vernell Brown, dudes I played with now work for Florida. So I talked to a bunch of those guys, and they said he was maturing. They kept telling me, Frank's maturing. He got off social media. You know, he's becoming a professional at this. Like, he understands the outside noise doesn't matter. Only person that you should listen to evaluate your game, in my mind, would be Dan Mullen.
Right.
He's your head coach and your OC. Don't give a damn what a dude sitting in his basement on his mom's, you know, webcam.
Too worried about it. Yep.
He was too frustrated. He matured on that standpoint. So I was assuming he matured overall. But when I saw him pouting on the sideline, then I saw him talking to the fans.
I'm with
and
you.
And you're up by 4. If you're up by 40, listen, you can say whatever you want to anybody up by 40. Yeah, but go step down and look at the little iPad and figure out what these faces are doing over talking to these damn fans. Again, back to what do they have to do with this game?
Nothing.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? Why do you care? Yeah.
No question about it. Hey, Channing, man, this is always great.
Great
we
stuff,
appreciate
brother.
The time as always.
Appreciate y'all, man. Anytime.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, man.
He is Channing Crowder, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Radio.com Sports Insider Calls, always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Always do appreciate Channing Crowder's time. All right, lots more to come here on the show. We've got a list that we got to get to about the assistant coaches in college basketball under the age of 40 who NBC Sports believe are the next stars. We'll get to that. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, sports fans, we know you play fantasy football, but did you know you can listen to a show devoted strictly to fantasy football every weekday right from your phone for free? This is Mike from the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we want to take your fantasy game to the next level. On the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, we've proven that a fantasy show can be fun and informative. So grab your phone, jump into Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, search for the Fantasy Footballers, and subscribe for free today.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow, one by one. Count my cards, watch them fall. Blood on a marble wall.
This is a song from Jason's favorite artist, one of his new favorite artists.
You might not believe it, but yeah, I did pick this because I heard it on Queen of the South.
She has another song.
Then I had to go look who Billie Eilish was.
What's her other song she has right now?
I don't know.
Bad Guy, I think is what it's called.
Oh, I'm the Bad Guy or something. I heard a little bit of that last night in the Music Awards.
I'm the bad guy. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy.
I like her sound.
Yeah, that's her.
That beat drops.
That one's her biggest, I think, so far. Bad Guy. Anyway, we did not get a chance to touch on this yesterday because of the news from Andrew Luck retiring over the weekend, but it was still a story that we need to mention. Matthew Morrell, top 50 prospect, headed to IMG Academy. Spent the last 3 years of his career at Whitehaven. He announced the top five. For college. It did not include Memphis.
Hurd said y'all gonna be shocked. That's what he was talking about.
And
should have known the moment he said it. Quite frankly,
you know, were we shocked? I guess you could say. Well, it was surprising to not see Memphis on there.
In the sense that you and I were putting together what we thought the five would be, and yes. We both included Memphis.
Yes,
I think that's what he meant.
Now, did I think that Matthew Morrell was ultimately going to end up at Memphis?
Now that's a different conversation.
Not necessarily, but right. I will also say this too, though, and I think it does bear mentioning. Just because Memphis isn't on the top five today does not mean Memphis can't get back in.
That's what I told people who were texting me worried about this.
Yeah.
Is that I have the feeling that Penny can get back in when he wants to.
Yeah.
And again, does that mean ultimately you get him? We know. The family's Tiger fans, all that. It feels like to me you show them a priority, that you're a priority. But John's laid it out. We've been all through this. They are recruiting guys who are rated higher right now. And so it feels like Matthew is a little bit lower down the rung in terms of priority level. And so that part of it, John, going back to that, you take the shock out of it that you can understand why right now he's got five schools right now and none of them are Memphis. It would seem to me, I've talked to Matthew directly since he's put the five out,
yep.
But that he feels right now he's not a priority for them to mention, and not to mention, as Hurd put it, the Texases of the world, these other schools are coming hard right now, as well as his former high school coach who's at Vandy now, Faraji Phillips. That's really the reason why you hired him. I mean, Faraji was going to be in a college basketball staff at some point, but the reason Stackhouse brought him now is to capitalize on his relationship with Matthew Morrell. So, anyway, this is just going to turn up, and all those coaches of those five schools, again, it was Ole Miss, Vandy, Florida, Auburn, and Texas, they're all hoping that Penny Hardaway keeps Matthew Morrell sort of where he is on the priority list right now so they can come in here and grab him. This is where you've heard me did this last week with Giannotto. You know, I've told you, I think he's special. It's my personal opinion of watching the kid as a high school prospect, right? Yep. That he would be high on my board. I understand completely that if you can get a Jalen Green, again, a guy who's probably going to be a lottery pick here in another year or so, then yes, I get it. But Matthew Morrell, man, to me, is the kind of Memphis player that you don't want to pass on. And so, John, to that point that I could easily see Matthew not here at Memphis, playing it at Vandy, Auburn, Texas, wherever. You understand what I'm saying? But I could also easily see Penny getting back in this too, if he wants to, if that staff decides they need to.
Yeah, because it reminds me a little bit of in 2013, that class 2013 that Memphis put together, had Austin, Nick King, Karan Iverson,
mm-hmm.
and there was a guy named Jonathan Williams III that was right here in Memphis.
That's
and
right.
He was a five-star prospect.
Yep.
You know, ended up committing to Missouri. But there was a moment where, you know, again, because he was a local kid, there was an expectation of Memphis is going to recruit him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where Josh had a meeting with J3 and the family, and they kind of came to a very mutual agreement almost. Like, hey, you know, we love you guys, and we know you love us, but I just think sort of with where we are and where you are and what we're looking at bringing in and sort of what you're expecting, they were just not the right fits for each other at this time. You know, and that Memphis was not on his top five.
That was a Gerald Vick's story with Memphis. They felt like they were fine on the wing.
Yeah.
Josh did.
And so that way, you know, there was no sort of, you know, there was no sort of, because when you put out a top five, basically, you know,
Austin,
with no
Nick,
Memphis.
Too.
Yeah. Austin, Nick, you know, and
Karan,
you know, all those guys you were bringing in. You know, because when you put out a top five with no Memphis, basically what it does is it allows Memphis fans to kind of move on, right? Like, it's like, if you don't get the kid when he signs, there's not like this great big outrage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think sort of that's something that could have sort of happened. And, you know, if Memphis does not end up getting Jalen Green, if Memphis does not end up getting Jaden Springer, who is visiting September 13th, 15th through
and,
the 15th
and who
officially,
will be Morrell's teammate down at IMG this year.
Yeah, if you don't end up getting, you know, those two, Memphis could – all it takes is one phone call. Penny does this. Like, this is what Penny does.
Remember how late he swooped in on Ball?
Yes.
You know, came in pretty much when he wanted to.
Absolutely.
Right? Allowed all of us to say, are you going to offer Ball or not? Texas Tech has, right? And Penny just takes his time, does it his way, and typically waits on all that buzz to die down. Then, boom, he gets his offer in there. He swoops in there late. He gets the kid. And you get the same feeling, especially with how much you know that family loves that program. Again, you know, his father grew up a Tiger fan. You get the feeling, again, that if Penny puts the full court press on, this could change, that Memphis could get right in there with the rest of them.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't predict that. I don't predict that's the way it ultimately goes down, well, but it's possible.
It's how much you believe Memphis is going to, you know, what you think their chances are with Jalen Green and with Springer. If you think they're going to land them, they're not getting Matthew Morrell. Y'all get used to it. If they're not going to get both of those guys, maybe if they get one, they still might feel fine not taking Morrell.
Yes.
I wondered this driving to work the other day. On Monday, we intended to talk about this, like we said, but the luck news came out. Do you think Penny's already made a decision? And that, you know what, I'm going to stay out of this one because my guy, Faraji Phillips, who I've got a great relationship with, this is a big part of his gig up at Vandy, landing Matthew Morrell.
Right.
Might be a big part of whether or not his rise, how long it takes him to rise up in college basketball, all that. I just wonder if Penny's made the decision already. And, again, maybe that changes if you don't get a guy or two. But I just wonder if he's already made the decision, you know what, I'm going to let my guy go after that one. I'm gonna stay out of it.
I think that is possible, but it's.
I just wonder.
It is only possible because Penny feels like
because
they can get Jalen Green. Like if they weren't in good shape with those two,
then you don't worry about. I agree completely.
Cutthroat business.
It's easier to say right now because you feel good about where you are with Springer and Jalen.
Yeah,
it's easier to feel
Matthew
that way
Morrell's
and have that
top
approach.
40 kid.
Bro,
I love
Matthew Morrell.
Yeah,
I think he's an absolute stud.
You're
I think
not just handing those
30.
Off. You know.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But I think in this specific situation.
It's because of who you're recruiting, who you look good with.
Could Penny sit back and say, you know what, it means a lot more to Faraji and Vanderbilt than it does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.